that last, what I call it, those words, those last few words, if you seek his, seeking him in everything we do, it will keep us out of a whole heap of lot of trouble. Amen. God has watched over us, and we're blessed that he has allowed us to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. I call your attention to a book in the Bible known as Ephesians. The chapter is one, Ephesians. Ephesians. Chapter 1. Are you still there? Hold your finger there. But let's dash over to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. That's in the Old Testament. Second Kings, the chapter is 4. Verses 1 through 7. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. In other words, I've been faithful. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons, to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for you? Unto her, What shall I do unto thee, for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save or except a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels from your neighbors. Your Bible says abroad. Of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in the house, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. In other words, asking the neighbors for the vessels. All you got. And poured out. Verse 6. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet another vessel. And her son said, or he said unto her, That's it, Mom. There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Everything was filled. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live, you or thou, and thy children with the rest of the money. God wants you, even with nothing. Second Kings that we just read, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. So even when you have nothing, God still wants you. Think about it. What do you do? What do you do? What do you need? What do you have? God has promised to hear the prayers of the righteous. Jeremiah 33. God says, call unto me, and I will answer, and show thee great and mighty things which you don't know about, that thou knowest not. He has promised to answer the prayers of the righteous. In Matthew chapter 7, commencing with verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and it shall be found. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's encouraging when you're broke. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone instead of a piece of bread? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? A snake, for those of you who don't know what that is. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father? How much more will our heavenly Father do for us? Give us good things to them, watch this, not who buy them, to give him good things just for the asking. He has promised to meet all your needs, not all your greeds, but all your needs. Philippians chapter 4 and the verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs, watch this, according to his riches, not your riches, in glory by Christ Jesus. Again, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, read verse 34. At your pleasure. In the meantime, John chapter 6. We cannot outgive God. John chapter 6 and verse 38. We look at our problems, and they seem to be so big. We look at our possessions, and they seem to be so small. Got these big bills, but I have this little pile of money. Yet, we often fail to factor in. You can probably guess the answer to that. Yet we often fail to factor God into the equation. Therefore, he places us in situations where our faith in him must be expanded. In 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 3, God expands our faith publicly. There was a widow. The widow was told to go to all her neighbors and borrow all the empty vessels that she can get her hands on. Now that's a strange commandment when you're just asking for some help. And you're telling me to ask for empty vessels. How do you suppose she explains this to her neighbor? Did she say, don't ask me why, but I want to borrow some empty jars, pots, and pans? Did she say, I am flat broke, but God is about to move with you and your situation. Don't ask me why, but I want to borrow some empty vessels. Ask your neighbors daily. All your neighbors. Because your flatboat broke. But God is not. Amen. And God can touch the hearts of the folk you talk to when you're asking for help. But God is about to meet my need. I don't know how. I don't know what he's going to do. But he's going to meet my need. Yes, sir. And there shall not be any leftover when God helps me out. Go back. Go. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your folk that live on the streets you live on. And hold steadfastly to God's unchanging hand. I don't understand it, but I know God is going to make a way. Yes, sir. And I think that that's the way Christians ought to believe and ought to think. Hold to God, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your circumstances are. When you walk faithfully with the Lord, hold to God's unchanging hand. God will make a way somehow. We are not told that when this lady went, we are not told what she said, but we are informed that she followed the instructions to go and ask your neighbors for a pot. She goes and asks, follows instructions. And when you're down and out, it seems like sometimes you have trouble following instructions. Why don't they? Why don't you follow instructions? We talk about how we love the Lord, and it's just words until the Lord sends us into the valley. Mm-hmm. And when we're there in the valley, then God comes through for us and with us. It speaks volumes. You never know who the Lord is using. Maybe not even in your life, but in the heart of somebody. Where you go asking, God can touch a heart. One of the favorite songs that we sing, hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. We are, from God's perspective, each of us, we are a work in progress with the Lord. Your life is a billboard advertising His grace, His blessings, His power. We are here in this building. How so? By God's grace, by the grace of God. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If He who has put us here, it is He who has put us here. God will continue to, as long as we are faithful, God will continue to manifest Himself over and over until everything is finished. We sing the song. What song we sing? You know where we're going, don't you? Let us do the song. Hold on. Hold to God's unchanging hand. This woman, she obeyed the Lord. She borrowed the vessels. And she and her two sons took them home, shut the doors in the house, and trusted God. When that day ended, there was a mother and her two boys who had learned a very valuable lesson as she went around asking for a basket, one of their baskets. The neighbors would hear what God had done. This family would know that God is a loving God. It was a public miracle. Because when those boys, they didn't just go and ask for vessels. They went and asked for full vessels. And the boys, her two sons, worked the neighborhood. And when the Lord shuts us up in a place of total dependence upon Him, His people will see Him come through every time. He'll come through. He may not always do what we want Him to do, but God walks with His children who are faithful and loyal. And this is the experience of every child of God who is placed in a position of total trust. Let us sing the song that we read, that we usually sing, and sing it like we mean it, like we usually do. Hold on to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. The work He does might be widely known when God moves to help us or to help someone. Thank God for God. God provides our provisions. The woman and her sons, when they brought those baskets home, those boys had gone to all their neighbors and asked for some help. And they brought the baskets home. The mother closed the door, and the boys with the mother took out that which was in the vessels. She began that day with nothing. She ended it with everything. Ended that day with everything. That is what our God can do. And never go broke. This mother began that day with nothing. She ended the day with everything she needed. And they could eat sumptuously. I know some of you know what that word means. That is what our God can do and will do. Never mind your what ifs. She had been unbelieving and only asked two or three neighbors for a vessel. She was not. God is always up to something. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Trusting God. Let us continue to trust God in our personal lives. And let us continue to thank God for what He has already done. And it's comfortable, seeable, and He's not finished with us yet. Our glorious song, don't forget the words, of hold to God's unchanging hand. God is able to meet every need. He is able to bless us to climb over every mountain we need to climb over. God stands ready to give all that we need. All to God's unchanging hand. Let us meditate. Let us endeavor to conceive when we sing the songs to our Lord and Savior. Hold to God's unchanging hand. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Take your time and read it sometime. When you have nothing, and you're faithful to the Lord, God wants all of you. He does the same thing in your life. What you need, God can be counted on. No matter where you live, no matter who you are. I'm wrapping this up. I got two more pages, but I'm wrapping this up. Let us, church, sons and daughters of God, we read the scriptures, Bible classes, we even chat from time to time what thus saith the Word of God. Let us know it, believe it, accept it, and watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. God never runs out of wisdom. Never runs out of that which is good for his children. Who runs out? I won't go there. Let us, church, live like, act like we are sons and daughters of God. I can remember that my parents gave me, my mother in particular, good reason to remember. When come to come around, don't you show out, boy. I learned what that Greek word meant early in life, not to show out. Now, you might not understand that language, but as a little fella, I understood what showing out is. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We've come a long way by the grace of God. But he didn't bring us here just for this. Just for this. He didn't design this just for us. God sent his message through his Son, Jesus Christ. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There are others as we go here, there, and yon. But even here, there are others who have not had the Word of God explained to them. Let us be mindful of, watch this, let us be mindful of who we are, but let us be mindful also whose we are. And what God would have us to do. God is not coming down to talk to anyone the way he wants us talking to an individual. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand and let us share the good news of God as he blesses us to go here, there, and yon. What did you talk from, preacher? I talk them here, there, and yon. Peace. Where are you tonight? Talk to somebody about Jesus. Listen carefully. There's another part. Talk to someone about Jesus. Please be motivated to talk to Jesus about someone. That's critical. Talk to the Father about some soul. Talk to some soul about Jesus. Let us hold back to God's unchanging hand. We have the wisdom, I believe, and we have the durability to fill this house and the one above. To fill this house and the one above. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. In closing, for those of you who may be visiting with us and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, but you are a member of some church, I want to encourage you to please read your Bible for yourself. Read your Bible for yourself. And if you don't find it in the Bible, don't believe it regarding salvation. Amen. We sing the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Jesus, when he came from glory, he chose 12 men to teach, to train, and to carry his message. He taught them what to do, what to say, how to do it. And then in Acts, in your Bible, I believe it is, Acts chapter 20. And if it's not, just read all of the New Testament. After training for 33 years, he went on back to glory. Left those 12 apostles to carry his message to the world. They responded to that responsibility and taking his word to others. There are many, many, many churches, but the apostles, all 12 of them, they preach the same gospel. They establish the same church. Yes, sir. And it's in the Bible. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Yes, sir. The only church that the apostles established, taught, and they're going here, there, and yon, is the Church of Christ. You say, no, never mind what I say. That's what's in the Bible. You don't want to tell people what you say. You want to tell people what's in the Bible when you're talking about life eternally. We're going to live forever. Oh, yes. That's another sermon. But we're going to live forever. You say, well, you go to funerals. I even do funerals. But this Bible says that there's going to be a resurrection day. And we're all going to be judged. Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is. Tells us about resurrection day. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And on that day, it will be depart from me, or well done. Come you blessed of my Father. And you want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Because once he say, depart from me, that's a forever. Never to die physically again, but to live in misery forever. You don't want that. You want to go to heaven and live gloriously with the Heavenly Father. And there's only one way. You hear his gospel preach. You believe it. You repent of your sins. Your God is sorrowful for the things that you've done and said contrary to the will of God. You acknowledge his Son, Jesus Christ, as his Son. And you are buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins, forgiveness of your sins. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's what your Bible talks about. To those of you who are still awake, when you wake up, it'll still be the same. And we sing the song. What do we say? Hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. And if you're already in the body of Christ, a member of the church of Christ, but you walk contrary to his will, he's willing to forgive you. If you're willing to repent and acknowledge him and ask the prayers of the righteous. But that's your call. And I encourage you to act upon it if that's the case. And I pray those of you who are not members of the Church of Christ, if you can't read it, read about the church that you're in the wrong church. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless. Let us together stand.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us taste, oh haste, to the brink. 'Tis a fountain of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you.